And now time for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. President's Day is not exactly our most celebrated holiday, and it's an extra day off for most people and an opportunity for car dealers to get rid of some overstock. But you might notice that those car dealers only dress up as Presidents Washington and Lincoln. For Werner Lang, a day that honors every one of our 43 presidents, insults George and Abe. In an op-ed in the Chicago Tribune, he proposed that we restore Washington and Lincoln's birthdays and dispense with President's Day. So should we celebrate Hoover and Arthur? And what about Jefferson and the Roosevelts? Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Werner Lang joins us by phone from his office in Pennsylvania, where he's an assistant professor of sociology at Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania. He was an independent congressional candidate in 2006. You can find a link to his op-ed on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Nice to be here, Neil. Thank you.
And you posed this first as a grammatical muddle. Where does that apostrophe go?
Yeah, that's right. Where does the apostrophe go, and where do the unworthy presidents go? I certainly don't think they deserve a holiday.
And among the unworthy, well, there's a long list of unworthy presidents.
Well, there's a great short list of heroic presidents, presidents that overcame tyranny, such as Washington and Lincoln, and rightfully we should celebrate those that gave birth and new birth to America as a beacon of light and democracy. But unfortunately, that was not followed consistently by every president, and therefore I see no purpose whatever in having a President's Day, and I think most Americans would agree with me.
Yet it was created by an act of Congress in part to accord with this idea that we should have three-day holidays.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you talked about used car dealers dressing up like Abraham Lincoln. That was basically the intent back in 68 when we had the Uniform Monday holiday, and that was to expand commercialism. And unfortunately, by lifting that value of buying and shopping until you drop, we undermined our cultural heritage and I think directly hurt our national values.
And you also argue that calling it President's Day, as opposed to honoring George Washington and Abraham Lincoln on their actual birthdays, stifles resurrects the stifling spirit of aristocracy. How so?
Exactly. Well, because what you do when you honor every single occupant of the presidency is that you're lifting up the office of the presidency, and that strikes me very close to being aristocratic, that no matter who occupies this office, they have got to be somehow divinely inspired, and that is clearly not the case. And I think we had a revolution once against royalty and aristocracy.
Now, I didn't get divine inspiration anywhere on President's Day. I mostly get sales at the mall.
Good.
In any case, part of the argument for President's Day is, yes, of course, Washington and Lincoln were great presidents. Nobody argues about that. But Jefferson was a great president. The Roosevelts were great presidents. Why don't we honor them, too?
Well, in certain states, they do. There is a Jefferson Day, Washington and Jefferson Day in Alabama, but I don't think it's Thomas Jefferson that they're celebrating there. But you have different states celebrating the birthdays of their heroes in different ways. But as a federal national holiday, I think we do a disservice to the heroic presidents by lumping them in together with the mediocre ones and the abject failures.
Let's get some listeners involved in this conversation. Our guest again is Werner Lang, and if you'd like to join us, it's 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's turn to Darren. Darren with us from Christiansburg in Virginia, the state that calls itself the mother of presidents.
Greetings.
Greetings. Go ahead, please.
My opinion is that President's Day is a respect of the office, kind of like not a whole lot of the nation respects George W. Bush at the moment, but you do have to respect the office of President of the United States, and that's what President's Day is about. It is an unfortunate side effect that greater presidents, such as George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, are marginalized, but that's just an affectation of our modern consumer culture. So I really don't think that you should destroy President's Day in favor for specific presidents because you need to respect all of them.
Darren, are you still there?
I think Darren is still there. Go ahead.
Okay. That's exactly what I was talking about. When you lift up an office for special honor, you are really reviving, I think, an anti-democratic and even an anti-individualistic spirit. Not all occupants of that office, I think we would all agree, are worthy presidents. Some were downright worthless, let's face it. And by lifting up the office, we are resurrecting not the spirit of America, but the spirit of aristocracy against which America was founded.
I might not agree with you that it's an aristocracy, but we do like to recognize our heroes, and that's what some people are trying to do by singling out specific presidents.
Well, I would agree with that. Let's lift up the heroic ones and leave the other ones to the waste bin of history.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you have a point there.
Thanks.
All right, guys, I appreciate talking to you.
Okay, Darren, thanks very much for the phone call. We're talking with Werner Lang, and again, if you'd like to take a look at his op-ed, there's a link to it at our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. If you'd like to join the conversation about his proposal that we, get rid of President's Day and restore Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday as national holidays, our number is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News. And let's get Carl on the line. Carl with us from Melrose in Massachusetts.
Hi, happy Washington's birthday.
Same to you.
I want to give Mr. Lang some comfort that there's no need to change anything because when Congress adopted the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, it kept the name Washington's birthday. There are no statutes that honor the president's, only Washington.
Yes, I understand that is what the law says, but unfortunately that's hardly what anybody outside of the legalistic world thinks when they think of President's
Day. Sure. We just
nobody
emphasizes.
Just call it Washington's birthday. But unfortunately, of course, it's not always the third Monday in February. It's
only
on the 22nd of February.
True.
That's precisely my point. It is to be Washington's birthday. I would hope that we also give the same honor to Lincoln, another revolutionary president, but you have to celebrate that birthday on the date of their birth. I mean, who ever heard of celebrating Christmas on the second Monday of December?
That's a good point.
Or January 1st, another awkward one, but anyway.
Yeah, well, that does change. I mean, that is a national holiday, but it changes from year to year because January the 1st isn't on the same day.
And so, of course, did July the 4th.
Well, exactly. We would never change that. So we only did this in order to accommodate to commercial and business interests. And unfortunately, I don't think that that is worth it. If we want to have a shopping day as a national holiday, call it a shopping day, but don't drag in the presidents.
Thanks very much for the call, Carl.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering, in the land, of course, that George Washington led the revolution against in Britain, my recollection is they don't have a King's Day, and nor do they celebrate the birthday of any monarch except the current one.
I believe they have a Queen's Day.
Yes, the current one.
Well, that's true. And we actually do have a President's Day with the celebration of Inauguration Day on January the 20th. That is recognized in D.C., at least, but it is...
Every 4 years.
Every year, and every president gets inaugurated, and every president has a day off, at least in D.C., for that. So leave it at that.
Let's see if we can get some more listeners on the line. Let's turn to Ahmed. Ahmed is with us from Detroit.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I believe that the President's Day is just like the Santa Claus has been converted to a salesman. Similar, you know, Lincoln and Franklin, everybody knows them being on the dollar bills, use them to sell goods and services rather than any actual celebration of their services of the presidents.
Well, Franklin, of course, did not serve as president, but he's a spokesman for a bank here in Washington, D.C. anyway.
Well, Ahmed makes a very good point that, again, you lift up the value of buying and selling on a day that actually should be a holy day, a holiday, and maybe that's what we need to resurrect, is that we are a nation under God, not a nation under gold.
Thanks for the call, Ahmed. Let's turn to Siobhan. Siobhan with us from Cincinnati. Go ahead, Siobhan.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was actually just calling to say that I would argue for continuing President's Day as a sort of catch-all holiday, because then you get into the specifics of people's records and who believes who is a more a better president and that sort of thing. Just because, not saying that Washington and Lincoln weren't valuable presidents and didn't add amazingly to our country, but they also have kind of tarnished images as well in terms of Washington having slaves, and Lincoln actually being, although he, you know, freed the slaves, also a very, also had a very a race of a history of racism. So I'll take my call offline, but I just wanted to...
Well, I would just echo what Siobhan is saying. We are dealing with human beings here, and everybody has warts, and everybody falls short and makes mistakes. However, despite the warts, there are heroes that arose out of that office and out of our country, and those need to be honored. And some of those individuals occupying that office had what would be the equivalent of a social disease. They actually hurt the country a lot more than they helped, and they do not deserve the honor that President's Day accords them, and by association, we are dragging down our heroes and treating them as if they are practically worthless. I don't think that is healthy for the consciousness of our nation, for the future of our nation, and for the cultural memory that we are supposed to have of celebrating the good and trying to overcome the bad.
Let's see if we can squeeze in Kim. Kim's with us from Richmond in Virginia.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm actually headed past Williamsburg, Virginia, kind of an appropriate location
yeah.
right now. I just wanted to disagree with the idea that eliminating President's Day would allow us to somehow focus only on the good as well as the bad. To me, these kinds of holidays are all about taking a look at history, seeing what was good, seeing what was bad, but it is still the highest office in our land, and we should certainly respect the fact that history may judge people differently, but they all are worthy of our taking a look at them and celebrating the fact that they were part of our history.
Yes, let me just throw in another day that is, I think, paradoxical, called Columbus Day. That's a federal holiday in October. Actually, if you take a look at the history of that individual, it's not a very pleasant one. And I think it should be replaced by Indigenous Peoples Day to lift up the values of our country and the cultures of our country rather than those who destroyed many of those cultures. And just to give you an idea of how commercialized this holiday has become, I understand in New Mexico, President's Day is actually celebrated on the Friday following Thanksgiving, the biggest shopping day of the year.
I wouldn't disagree with you about Columbus Day at all, but I think the commercialism is kind of a side effect. Having a holiday doesn't necessarily mean that I'm heading to the mall.
Yeah, well, a lot of others are.
Kim, thanks very much for the call. And we'd like to thank Werner Lang for joining us today.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
Your time.
Thank you very much, Neil.
All right. He's joined us from Pennsylvania, where he's an assistant professor of sociology at Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania. And again, you can find a link to his op-ed on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.